And welcome back to Scottish Highland Discs, the program where we ask which recordings you'd like to have with you if you were stranded in the Scottish Highlands.
Speakers, Mac, tell me, Macmore.
Macbeth, beware, Macduff. None a woman bairn shall harm Macbeth till Birnam Wood come to Dunsinane. Don't you know?
Ah, well, that's dead great. Then McWhat, McNeed, McI, McFear of Macduff.
Aha! See you, Jimmy, and know that Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped. What do you think about that?
Ach, that's bloody disgusting. Lay on your great haggis breath, ye.
Aha! Ah, Macbeth, you killed my wife, you murdered my bairns, you evacuated your bowels in my stew.
Ah, I didn't.
Oh, ah, you did. I had to throw half of it away.
Ah! You severed me head.
Behold, where stands the usurper's cursed head? Ah, Macbeth, your heirs is oot the windy. And know that never was there a story of more blood and death than this, a Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 38, Memories of Edinburgh.
Reed Martin with Edinburgh Memory number 69. I am of Scottish descent. I am Reed Campbell Martin. My father is Donald Campbell Martin. My paternal grandfather was John Campbell Martin. My great-grandmother's maiden name was Campbell, and my eldest son is Campbell Martin. And so the first time I went to the Edinburgh Festival in 1990, it felt like a roots experience. I was going to see my people. And so I got to Scotland, and I was very proud. You know, I'm Scottish. And people said, "Great, what clan?" And I said, "The Campbells." And the people would go strangely silent and stare at me. Well, I come to learn that the Campbells are the most hated of the Scottish clans by the Scots because they were loyalists to the British crown. Not only that, but the MacDonalds were fighting for an independent Scotland, and the Campbells invited them over for sort of a truce, for a party, and to bury the hatchet, so to speak. Unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. After this lovely meeting and dinner, the MacDonalds went to sleep, and the Campbells slaughtered them. So I'm a Scot, but apparently descended from the bad Scots, not the good Scots.
Matt Croke, what are your greatest memories of Edinburgh?
The Edinburgh Festival, I call it the Olympics of theater.
Ooh, good, nice.
And in saying that, you have theater from all over the world, literally almost theater, 24 hours a day. And when you walk around Edinburgh, there's this excitement of everywhere you go, there's people from all over the world doing shows, and in every building there's a show going on, and you can walk in and see it, and it may be in a different language, or it may be 20 minutes or 2 hours, and every bar you go to is filled with theater people. So if you are a theater person, this is the Olympics of theater every year.
It's everything happening at once. It's theater, it's film, there's a book festival, there's a television festival, and so much of the theater is comedy, so much of the comedy is theatrical, you know? It's really this great thing, but you're absolutely right. I've had friends say, "Ooh, well, I want to go there, but I need to plan, I need to get my tickets ahead of time." I said, "No, you don't. You just need to start walking around." Because very often the stuff that you'll discover is better by far than the stuff you've heard about ahead of time and gotten tickets for. You know, you have to kind of get there and stand in the lines and find out what other people have seen and find out what other people have seen and they're warning you now to avoid. It's this great communal experience, and everywhere you go, there's something cool.
Reed Martin with Edinburgh Memory number 1,723,611. One time when I was at the Edinburgh Festival, and my brother-in-law was over from Ireland to visit us, and we went to see the Jim Rose Circus sideshow, which is kind of like a, in the best sense, a freak show. It's just out of this world. There's one guy who is tattooed from head to toe like a jigsaw puzzle. And I think he eats glass and plays keyboards beautifully. And he, you know, and he plays this really ferocious character in the show. And then we bumped into him in a Thai restaurant and said, "Hey, great show. Really loved your keyboards." And this ferocious guy turns and says, "Oh, you know, thank you. My mother always made me take lessons." You know, it was just hilarious. There was another guy in the show called the Amazing Mr. Lifto. And, how to put this delicately. He lifted objects with sensitive parts of his body that were not designed in any way to lift heavy objects. I will leave it to your imagination, but it was incredible.
And a lot of times, as you say, a lot of the great performances are just on the street for free, but the venues themselves range from literally real theaters to storefronts to closets that have been transformed. We saw a show in a phone box, a phone booth, where literally the show could only have one audience member plus the performer. I read that.
Here's the funniest thing I remember from Edinburgh is that there were some guys who they wanted to do a show and they had no place to live. They rented out this space and they wanted to sleep there. But Edinburgh said, "No, you can't do that because it's a theater space." So they sold tickets for their night show, which all it was them sleeping, because legally they had to do that. And people went. It was like a buck. And people would pay $1, and they'd sit and watch these people sleep because they had to make it theater. And this is exactly what we're talking about. And it's a great place. If you have any desire to throw something up there, a one-man show, a play you wrote, this is the place to go.
And this summer, there's apparently a no-man show. Apparently, there's a show this summer at the festival where the audience lines up and two people from the audience line at a time go into this room and there are script pages and they do a show. They do a scene.
That's great.
Reed Martin with Edinburgh, memory number 121. I think it was probably in 1993 or 94 we first performed the America show at Edinburgh at the Assembly Rooms. And in the middle of the show, the alarm went off. And everybody sort of froze for a moment and said, what do we do? And then they realized we had to evacuate the building. So the audiences, it was all calm. The audience, the performers, and there's like six different theaters within this building called the Assembly Rooms. We all calmly walked out the front door across the street and on the sidewalk, waited on the sidewalk on the other side.